around Geelong, the Surf Coast, and the Bellarine. Kirby and Josh on K-Rock 955.
We had a great show today, didn't we?
That's it. You got to finish off the week on a high, as they say, and we were the only ones in the building to do so.
I know. Everyone was away because of the Tier 2 side at Westfield.
But COVID tested.
That led us to a pretty great story, which I reckon is one of the most amazing stories I've heard while being in radio.
I'm with you. That was Paul, was his name.
Yeah, Paul. Great
and
guy.
Far out. It is unbloody believable.
He's lucky to be here, that's for sure. That is a really scary story. You had a spelling test today.
How do you reckon you went?
How do you think I went?
I'm asking you.
I went terrible, Josh.
No, you didn't.
I did. You asked me to sound it out and I did that didn't sound it out right.
There was two where you didn't back yourself, I reckon. You should have had them right, but you forgot. The third one was just a disaster. I'll give you that. Halftime show, that is the greatest announcement in music history.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait for next year. Bring it on.
A weekly quiz as well.
Just a lot happened, you know?
It did.
That's fun.
Enjoy.
What happened this week with Herbie and Josh?
Some important news.
This is important news.
Very important.
Well, hello, Chandra Llewellyn.
Hello, Josh and Herbie.
Hello. You're a little painter. We were just talking off air about this. You're painting at the moment.
I am painting, and it's funny because we're not even in lockdown or anything, but I've just picked up this new thing where I'm like, I'm just going to start painting.
Are you good?
Yeah.
What are you painting?
I'm painting New York City, like Manhattan Island.
That's
a big task early, isn't it?
Yeah,
you haven't done it and picked up the paintbrush.
I would have started with a lake, you know?
Or stick figures.
Yeah, body. Yeah, that's right.
You know, challenge yourself. Well done, you.
Good job.
Good job.
Thanks, guys. I don't know why you're laughing at me.
I'm not laughing.
I just want to see it, to be honest.
Yeah, for sure. We'll bring that on the show. Hey, all right, so you've got some questions for us. What's been happening this week?
Yep. Okay, so I don't know where you were starting. I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
All right, so just focus on the painting.
She's thinking, what colour next? I ran out of blue.
I'm just thinking, I can't wait to show you guys.
Okay.
All right, kicking it off with the biggest news story I think that's happened today. The Premier of which state resigned today after an investigation by an anti-corruption watchdog?
New South Wales.
Josh.
Oh, bugger.
New South Wales.
Yeah, correct.
You didn't say my name.
That's right.
You were so eager. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, that was a surprise, wasn't it?
Jeepers, you and I were in the studio. Saw it. Poor Gladys. She did look quite upset.
Yeah, she did look very upset.
You know, you're losing your job, so it's hard, isn't it?
In New South Wales, what caused several homes to be damaged and three people were injured near Bathurst?
Heavy.
Yes, heavy.
A tornado.
A tornado, yes.
Isn't that insane?
We've had an earthquake, this. What's next?
I mean,
what's the fire one you were telling me about yesterday? What's that called?
The fire-nado.
Fire-nado.
Well, when they start happening, we know something's really going on.
What's a fire?
Maybe the Bible was right. I don't know.
It's a fire tornado.
Oh, just what it sounds like.
Yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely.
It is what it is. All right, next question. What ban came into effect overnight? It's illegal to buy or sell in Australia without a script from a doctor.
Josh.
Yes, Josh.
You can't buy it's those e-cigarettes anymore without a prescription.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah,
nicotine,
I think so.
E-cigarettes, yeah. So that came into effect overnight. Well done.
There you go.
Gotten any dings?
Yeah, you got one just before. Oh. But I just, because it's weird, because you have to get a prescription. Imagine going to your doctor and say, can I get something to smoke?
Yeah. Please.
I really need it.
Please.
All right, so this one's a sport question. Who won the Geelong Kaji Greaves medal?
Josh.
Ooh. I think
Tom Stewart.
Herbie,
Tom Stewart.
Yeah, Herbie, you got that.
Who came second?
I know who came third. My boy, Tomahawk.
But you're right, yes. The answer was,
I don't know who came second.
Jack Henry.
Skipped
by 2 points.
Really?
Yeah.
Close run.
Well done. All right, we're ending it off with a bit of a different one. This is just a general quiz question.
Okay.
How many colours am I using in my painting?
how did you know I was asking that? okay, so this one, what is Squid Game?
Herbie.
Yes.
The new Netflix TV show, which has got 9 episodes and it's great.
But well, what's it based on? What do you have to do?
You got to win the game. Because you've got to beat.
I'll give you the point.
Well done.
Congratulations.
Yes! Yeah! Where's my celebration?
No, there's no celebration for you.
You
can't gloat when you win.
You gotta have you seen yourself?
Says the biggest.
He thinks himself when he's wrong.
Hey. Chandra Llewellyn, we'll let you get back to your painting.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Bellarine. Kirby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Obviously a bit of chaos this morning at our workplace. I'm sure a lot of places around Geelong, the Surf Coast, because Westfield being such a big shopping centre here in Geelong, became a tier 2 exposure site on Monday, wasn't it?
Monday, 12 to 4. So if you were there on Monday, make sure you go get tested.
That's right. So anyway, I had missed calls from our boss. He was in a panic to make sure
he was hitting me up because you weren't answering.
Yeah, well, it was still 7 o'clock in the morning.
I know.
Give us a break, you know. I was out at the gym.
We work in the afternoon.
Yeah. Anyway, but like, because we do go down to Westfield occasionally.
Yeah.
And we'll go pick up some food or whatever. So a lot of people couldn't come in to the building, but there was an email chain about everyone in their testing line.
And because we know once a big exposure site like Westfield pops up, the lines become massive around the showgrounds, everywhere. It's huge, which is great to see people are doing the right thing.
That's right.
But also, it takes a long time.
Bad if you're at the end of it.
Yeah.
Anyway, one of the guys, he sent through a message because he got there super early. And he said that the lady that was first in line, and this just sucks, I reckon. It sucks. Got her test done, but her car wouldn't start.
Oh, no.
It broken down. She was stuck. So everyone's like thinking, oh, we'll get out and help push. You can't do it. Because you're in the line for COVID. So she had to wait there and then they had to work out a detour around her so they could keep the line coming and flowing through. But I just reckon that would be, it's not her fault, obviously. But she would feel like embarrassed.
Oh my God,
I can't do anything. Everyone's going to hate me.
The anxiety, if that was me. The panic. Already enough if I've ever broken down, you stress and you think, I don't want to put the hazards on, but I have to do it. In that situation, what can you do? There's nothing. You just have to sit there and just drown in your own anxiety.
That's why I wanted to ask. 52232955. Worst place you've broken down? Because I reckon
that's not there with one of the worst, I reckon.
That's one of my biggest fears is the car not working. Honestly,
really?
I used to tell Mum, if the car breaks down, I'm just leaving it. I was borrowing her. She was doing me a favour and I was threatening her.
See, it's happened to me a few times.
Oh, really?
And once, though, this wasn't me, but on the way driving to Melbourne, someone was going down Kingsway where there's just the one way.
Broke down there.
Oh, and I thought, you've just stopped. It's peak hour. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's horrible.
It's so bad.
That is horrible. 52232955. Where is the worst place that you've broken down?
My chest is tight now.
Everyone into the draw for next week's voucher for a Cut Above Family Butcher, the best meat in town, direct to your doorstep. We'd love to hear your stories. Where's the worst place you've broken down? Brendan in Karai, where was it?
North Geelong Macca's, mate.
What, in the drive-thru?
In the drive-thru. On the second of rush hour, so still a few cars waiting and... I tell you what, we needed something else from Ronald McDonald. We needed McToe to get out of it.
Oh, that is brilliant.
That's another place that
I know that if I was behind him, I would have been like,
what is he ordering? You know?
Of course. Michael in Newcombe, where'd you break down?
I had an old EF wagon that had all sorts of issues with it. And during peak hour one day, I was crossing the Balty Bridge and the whole thing just decided to crap itself.
That's scary, isn't it?
Yeah, it wasn't ideal.
And what did you do?
Because the whole diff had sort of locked up. So, I tried to pull over as best as I could into the emergency lane, but my car was half in the emergency lane, half in the actual lane. So, I was there for about 4.5 hours waiting for a truck to come get me.
Did you consider leaving the car at one stage, saying, "Nah, I'll just walk this"?
Yeah, for sure.
And we've got Paul from Bendigo. Where did you break down?
It was up in Benalla in the 92 floods that went through Shepparton. It's a bit of a long story, but I'll try and keep it short. I had a 1974 Oakview Premier, and me brother used to sell books and stuff, and he couldn't do it this weekend, so I said, I'll do it. So tucked all the books in the car and off I went. And, got up halfway between Shepparton and Benalla. I just come across all this flood water. The car stalled. I pulled off the side of the road, couldn't get it going. Didn't have a phone. Didn't have any way of contacting anyone. And I just had to sit there. And next thing, I'm sort of looking around and the whole paddocks just started flooding and it started coming up the car. And I'm thinking, oh shit, I'm gonna have to get out of this. So I had to, this is a true story, so I had to pull the tire out of the boot, jump up a tree, and sit there for about 6 hours. And I'll try and keep it short, and then all of a sudden these lights came in from around the corner up the road a bit, and yeah. I thought, oh shit, someone's coming to rescue me. So I got down in the floodwaters, about chest high, and I was waving out. And the next thing these people are saying to me, save us! And I'm like, what? Like, save us! Help us! And I couldn't move. I could just see them. And there was an old couple, and they got flooded as well. They jumped on top of their roof, got pushed against a tree, tied a rope around each other, and jumped off and got flooded downstream. And they ended up finding people and saying, oh, there's another bloke out there. So I had to go back to the tree, get up the tree, sit there going, shit, just wonder what happened. And anyway, next thing, this helicopter comes along with all these, with spotlight and was searching. And I thought, they can't see me in the tree. So I had to get down, push across, jump on top of the car roof, wave my hand. And then, they came down with a big rescue thing and put it all around me and winched me right up and took me into the Shepparton Hospital, and I felt real stupid, obviously. And then, the next day, all this press wanted to interview me. And, I'm thinking, oh, I'll go and have an interview. All right, so I walk into this room, and there's the Herald Sun, Channel 7, Channel 9. Mm. And it was just ridiculous. So,
Paul,
that's what happened.
Did you deliver the books in the end, or...?
No, they completely got flooded.
Yeah, I thought so. I tell you what, you'd be filthy with him.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballarat. Kirby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Huge news. Massive news if you are a fan of the NFL halftime shows for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's probably the only thing most people know about.
Because today it's been announced who will be the halftime performance for 2022. Mm. And I'm telling you, it's massive. So Dr. Dre took to his Instagram to say, I'm extremely excited to share the stage with my friends for the Pepsi halftime show. The opportunity to perform at the Super Bowl halftime show is going to be amazing. I'm grateful to Jay-Z, Roc Nation, the NFL, Snoop Dogg, Eminem, Mary J. Blige and Kendrick Lamar for joining me in what will be an unforgettable cultural moment.
That's huge.
This is massive.
That's the biggest names, honestly.
A lot of them could just do it by themselves.
That's right.
It's massive.
The big man's just come in. He said, you know what? Because he probably has them all on his label. That's probably the thing.
100%.
Yeah.
He said also, this will introduce the next saga of my career, bigger and better than ever.
What's he branching into?
I know. Movies. He's got his headphones.
Well,
maybe movies. He's done a lot. He's done it all.
Jeez, that's incredible. Good on him.
I'm excited for that. But... do you know your previous Super Bowl halftime shows, Josh?
I don't know. Weekend was last year.
Mm, yeah.
Or this year. Whatever.
Did you like that?
I didn't mind it. Some people were having a go at him. I thought it was pretty cool.
It was a bit crazy. I don't know.
I liked it.
Wasn't my favourite. But I want to test you on your knowledge right now.
All right,
so what
here
I've
we go.
Done is I've delved into the archives and I've found four different artists that have performed at different Super Bowls. I've reversed their song. You just have to tell me which artist it is.
All right, here we go. Number one. I'm going to go with Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yes, correct. 2014.
Did everyone ever go at them saying that they lip-synced or something?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's always
they can't do you wrong in my book. They're great.
I love them.
Love them. They're so good. All right, number two.
Oh, I want to go with either Katy Perry. I'm going to go Lady Gaga.
It's not Lady Gaga. It's older.
Ah.
Shania Twain back in 2003.
What a gun.
How cool would that performance would have been?
Huge. She was
Man,
awesome,
Man, I feel
Shania.
Like a woman. Gosh.
Oh, awesome.
God,
awesome.
They don't
Love
make it
that.
Like that anymore. All right.
Number three.
Number three. 2007 is here.
Well, that sounds demonic.
massive artist, sadly no longer with us.
Oh, that's sadly not with us.
It's a colour. It's a
Is it Michael Jackson?
It's not. It's...
Oh, Prince. Talking about colour. Gotcha.
God.
I was thinking black or white. Anyway. No. You can understand.
An actual colour, not a shade, as everyone liked to tell you in primary school. Okay, this one...
is number four.
Isn't the biggest hardest, but they did perform back in 2004. It's a banger. I will give you a clue. Their other song, These Boots Are Made for Walking.
Oh, it's, what's her name? Jessica Simpson.
Yeah. I forgot all about this.
What a great tune.
How good is that?
Oh, if only she could have actually sung it at the Super Bowl.
I mean, she tried.
She tried?
She tried. She tried.
No, good on her. Good game.
Bring on the Super Bowl next year, I say.
Oh, that's going to be... Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballarine. Kirby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955. One council overseas is just a little bit upset. They got some new signs made. And signs are super important.
Yeah.
You know, they tell you where you're going.
Directions.
Tell you what you're looking at.
Exactly.
Just a lot of misspelled words on the signs. And you wonder how that gets through, especially with...
Exactly. Today, you've got one job.
That's right. You write it up. And then I always just chuck it in Word.
You know, someone always proofreads it. Like, I always get you to check mine. Because I always have mistakes.
Yeah. So we... A while ago, we sort of put you a spelling test, didn't we? And we wanted to see, you know, how good you were. Yeah, I think you did all right. I think you did pretty well.
Josh.
There was one word, though, you slipped up on. I can't remember what it was, but you started it with the wrong letter. So it wasn't a great day.
Look, sometimes I can get words, sometimes I can't.
Mm.
Like, definitely and defiantly, in my phone, they just flip now because I've spelled them wrong all the time.
So I thought, you know, let's just bring back the spelling quiz. What do you reckon? We're going back to school.
They've been doing this on the Today Show with little kids who earn money. And they will be doing better than what I'm about to do.
Let's kick it off with this one. Cemetery or cemetery.
Cemetery. Cemetery. C. E-M. Oh.
C-E-M.
C-E-T-A-R-Y.
E-T-E-R-Y. Cemetery.
T-E-R-Y. Oh, not A-R-Y.
No.
Oh.
That's the mistake that they make.
Bugger. I got the mistake. Writing it. Yes, it is. It does look right like that.
Okay.
Not a good way to start. Anyway, we move
on. That's all right. It doesn't matter.
We only go up.
That's right. We can. We can. Do you want to go with misspelling?
Is that one word or is there a hyphen?
No, it's one word.
Okay. Misspelling. So I've got the words separately. Spelling. Is it two S's? That's what people get wrong, isn't it? If it's two or one S.
Yeah, because it's one just... You know.
Just one S, thanks, Josh. I even wrote two S's on my page.
No, you did too.
I wrote two S's.
It's two, yeah.
But I just thought you were playing a game with me. Bloody hell.
That's all right.
Is it?
All right, we're going to get this one.
This makes me sound not too smart.
You are very bright. You are. Mate, I can't spell either. Don't worry.
You are actually very bright.
Let's go. Memento.
Oh, my. I can't even say that one. Memento.
Good movie. I think who was that? Guy Pearce. Weird movie.
Moment. What are we doing at the end there? So it's not just... Is there a UE or is there a UE in there?
I can't look at you right now.
It's moment.
Memento.
Memento. But I don't know what happens in the end.
So just start spelling.
M-O-M. M-O-N.
Memento.
M-E.
Yes. M-E-M-E-N-T-O. Well done. Moment. I couldn't look at you because I've got moment. You've written it down.
Twice. Do you know what? Sometimes you excel at other things.
Yeah,
okay?
Absolutely. Just trying to find what that is. Herbie and Josh on K-Rock 95. Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballarine. Herbie and Josh.
Ooh. On K-Rock 955. I was scrolling on Facebook this morning and got onto one of the community pages, you know, the Surf Coast community page.
Yep,
love that we've got them all around there.
Oh, it's good, aren't they? Geez, they keep you informed, don't they?
They do. So they're good. Just quick.
And the people that are dedicated to them.
Yes.
You know, there's always the same people posting.
Finger on the pulse, they do.
Love it.
They've got it. And there was one post this morning that caught my eye and I thought, "Ooh, this is right up your and my alley."
Mm.
And that was a cake stall set up in Torquay.
Oof.
Just out the front of the home. There was a picture put up. Two young girls have dedicated their time to make these goods. And I tell you what, the goods are looking good. Let me run through some of the delightful treats they
What's
have on display.
What's on the menu? Okay.
Well, they're covering all bases. They've got gluten-free options as well, which I love.
Well, you have to have those nowadays, don't you?
Dog biscuits as well. If you're taking your dog for a walk,
cute.
Treat them and
love
treat
that.
Yourself. Looks like they've got some cake, just a vanilla cake.
Mm.
Cupcakes there, a carrot cake, brownies, and Honey Joys.
Ah, Honey Joys is something I haven't had in a long time.
It's funny you say that. I actually had one not that long ago.
Yeah.
I went to Poppy's in Anglesey and I got two.
There's not a lot you haven't had recently, is there?
I do like a treat. But I tell you what, these are looking delightful. So much so that they had to put another post up to say, sold out.
Sold out? What were they charging?
This is the thing. Ripper prices, I reckon. $1 for a Honey Joy.
Oof, okay.
You like that?
Well, I like it. It's not $1.10, you know,
nothing
or 90
worse.
Cents. I don't want change.
Yeah, no, keep the change. $1 for the brownie. If you go into the cake, they've upped it to $1.50. Ooh, yeah, just $1.50.
Right.
Thought we had $1.60. I was like, don't.
Don't. Okay.
Don't do that.
Tell me, say, you know when you used to go to school and they had the cake stalls? Because look, let's be honest, the mums made them.
Yeah.
Or some dads as well. Let's not discriminate there.
No.
But you only have... You can only get one treat.
Oh,
what are you?
So
what
many.
Are you going?
Because you rock up and you look at the display. There's got to be hedgehog there. There's going to be melting moments. You know, there's probably a frog in the pond.
Oh, definitely a frog in the pond. Those ones probably bought too.
I don't think I can look past, and this is because it's my personal favourite, and my mum also was great at baking it.
Okay.
Homemade caramel slice.
Okay.
Nothing beats it.
Would you rather that homemade caramel slice? Or a lamington with cream in it. See, that's where I... Because if it's got the cream in it, I don't want a standard lamington.
I was about to say, don't give me that dry little thing. I don't want that. It's just got coconut on it.
I want the cream and jam inside it.
Oh. Okay, I'm going to go with the cream lamington.
Yeah.
But I'm going to throw it right back at you.
Yeah, yep.
Are you going to have the cream lamington?
Mm.
Or are you going to have... A chocolate cupcake, but mud cupcake.
I reckon I'm just a bit thrown off about how excited you are for something that's so fictional. Just calm down, mate. You've actually gone red. That's how hot you are thinking about the food. Just need to relax, Herbie. But I'm going to Lamington. It's Herbie and Josh on K-Rock.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballarine. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
I saw this headline and it was a guy that's written a book for basically the history of transport. And I thought, geez, that is fun.
That's a big book.
That and it's probably going to be boring. Couldn't have been more wrong.
But you clicked on it.
I did, absolutely. I was like, okay. And then, you want to learn. I like to learn things.
Yeah, you do.
And then it's basically just dives into how it all started. It starts literally at the wheel.
Oh,
and
then okay.
Moves forward into...
The evolution of transport.
That's right, and it's going toward electric vehicles and whether they will or not be a big, big thing.
Are they?
Potentially. I don't know.
He has dot at the end.
Yeah, that's right. To be continued. Anyway, so it just talks about like how when they invented the bike, it raised fears that riders would get bicycle face from riding downhill in the wind.
Oh, the wind.
Yeah, like there was there was an actual concern that that might actually happen. Then it talked about how traffic was so bad in London. Like, it's always been so bad that people would leave early, like before dawn, and then get to work and then sleep in their cars before to make sure they were on time.
Really?
So it was just like really bad.
I mean, London's got an issue though. That's silly if you're doing that. Still busy there.
It's still very busy, isn't it? Then it was talking about how farmers would basically, because you know how if, people sometimes pretend to get hit by cars just to get a claim.
Saw a video of it the other day.
Yeah,
guys
that's
reversing
right.
It. It's terrible.
And they can record him. Well, they used to apparently, if they would hit your livestock, that they would then sue you. So then that became a big thing.
So poor little sheep.
Well, so they used to pretend that their animals got hit by people and then make a claim about it.
That's not okay.
That was super dodgy back in the day.
That is not okay.
Don't you reckon? It's pretty funny.
I never thought that farmers would do that.
Well, this is back in the day. Farmers in France.
But do you reckon they might still do it?
No, they don't.
How do you know?
Because I'd like to trust the farmers. And then so it just led to things like learning about how traffic's treated nowadays, and then some of the weird rules around the world.
Okay.
Like this one in the Philippines, because it's obviously so congested.
Oh, yes.
So many
people. Crazy roads.
That if you have a number plate that ends in a 1 or a 2, you can't drive on Mondays during peak hour traffic.
Stop it.
So you can't even go to work.
Stop it.
Then on 3 and 4, you can't drive on Tuesdays, 5 and 6, Wednesdays, and so on.
So
you can't go to work.
But is there a number plate that you get unlimited? Is there a special person?
If it ends in a 0, maybe. Or no numbers at all. You can go whenever. But that's just so you can't drive during that time.
I wouldn't mind having that excuse for work. Wouldn't that be great? Sorry. Number plate says no.
The rule of 10 and 2, you know, when they say that's where you should hold the steering wheel?
Yeah.
In Cyprus, if you have any hand off the wheel, bang, illegal.
Really?
You can't even wave at someone.
What do you do if someone lets you in?
No,
you can't even give them the
thumb. Don't do it. Everyone's a bad
They would be angry over there.
I know.
They didn't thank me.
And then how's this one? So Russians are like sticklers for keeping a clean car. So you have to have if your car's not clean on the outside and inside of the vehicle, you can get a fine.
Oh.
But the other thing is, it's illegal to wash your car anywhere other than your home or designated car wash. But I was like, where else would you wash your car?
Yeah.
If you're not doing
at
it
home.
There. Or a car,
a car wash.
If anyone's just decided to pull up on the side of the road.
Just have a little car wash.
It's like, this is the day for it, you know?
Outside, get in your park.
Yeah, that's it.
Roll
Let's
it
just
up.
Start doing it. Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballerine. Kirby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
All right, Herbs, let's see your thoughts on a Friday. How are you feeling? It is the weekend.
Look at the weather. You've got to be feeling fucking bloody brilliant.
It's looking great.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Kicking it off with this one. Washing your vegetables in the dishwasher.
That is stupid.
Yeah.
Who's doing that? I don't even really wash my fruit and veg that much.
Well, this is because remember we did that. There's like an actual soap that
fruit
you can
and
use.
Veg wash.
And that lady used it and she said swore by it, which
yeah.
I was like, okay, fair enough. If you want to wash your fruit and veg,
put a little detergent on it.
So some lady's gone viral, as you can imagine, for she puts on the top shelf of her dishwasher all her fruit and vegetables and then chucks it through the wash in a quick wash.
Is that a bit of a waste of water?
I'd say so, unless it's energy efficient.
And you're just putting it through water or are you putting a little powder or one of those things in it?
I don't know. It was a bit odd.
People do anything to break the internet these days.
Do you reckon so? It's just to get a reaction. No one's doing that. If you are doing that, make sure you give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Speed limits.
They're there for a reason.
That's right. Have you ever got a ticket?
Yeah, I got one. I got one and I was furious because I got us done in a school zone and I didn't know it was a school zone.
Okay, yeah.
But it was 9:17 and my thing is the kid's late, you know?
Yeah,
at 9 o'clock the bell goes.
So
why is it 9:17? Is the 40 zone still there? But anywho, I paid it and I learnt my lesson. I haven't done it again.
Yeah. So you know how in Germany they've got the Autobahns? So you can basically go as fast as you want.
Yes. Hello.
They reckon it might no longer be a thing. They're trying to bring in the rule that 80 miles per hour, so about 130 kilometres an hour, is the top speed that you can hit.
Still, that's flying still, isn't it?
It's very quick.
We don't get that.
Well, what do we get? 110 on the Hume, maybe?
Yeah.
And then some people as well don't know how to go 110, which...
No. Some people just don't get speed limits.
No, but then sometimes they see like 90 in the 110 zone. You're like,
dangerous.
Okay, this is very dangerous.
Yeah.
For sure. But it'd be interesting to see, and I guess I think 130 is pretty quick.
That's zooming.
Oversharing to someone you've just met.
I have to say nah, yeah, because it's who I am.
Yeah, yeah.
I tell anyone everything. Like, you know too much about me that you don't want to know.
I know a lot about your friends, which I just didn't want to look. When I meet them, because of lockdown, I haven't been able to. I just know too much.
You won't be able to look them in the eye.
I can't. Like, it's...
What I know, I almost feel like I should be in jail. I feel like I've stalked these people.
I haven't said that much. I have, haven't I?
I know. And unfortunately for me, it's a burden I've got to carry for the rest of my life. But they're saying we should overshare. It's you know, when you meet people for the first time, just do it. And you'll feel better from the exchange rather than a hello, how are you?
I always do. I always feel great and I got lots of friends. I don't know if they're my friends. Well,
if they knew what you told me, would they be your friends is the question.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Bellarine. Debbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Anyone that calls the show during the week automatically goes straight into the draw, Herbie, for a $150 voucher for a Cut Above Family Butcher. The best meat in town direct to your door.
And how good
$150, that's huge.
And best meat, you know, best quality meat.
That's brilliant. But we've had some ripper calls this week. We've had some great stories told, which is always
a lot
fun.
Of interaction. But there was one caller, which I loved her story, and that is Lara.
That's right. We were talking about what did you steal as a kid? We're trying to get the confession line going.
I actually stole one of those whistle pops. You know the lollipops, you like move the bottom up and down and...
A melody pop.
You could play a tune.
Yeah.
Yes, a melody pop.
I know them well.
I'm sitting in the back seat and Mum's like, where did you get that from? Like, I got it from the shops. With what money, right? So then she instilled the fear of like, if you blow that, that's a whistle to call the police. And I was like, what? So went through my whole childhood thinking, what's the point of a melody pop if you can't bloody play it?
It's just a brilliant, brilliant story, and we've all been there. So we thought we'd get her back on. Lara from Warm Ponds, how are you?
Oh, mate, great. How are you?
Doing well. Have you had a melody pop recently?
No, but you know what? Not even kidding you. I had to pick something up from a friend's house yesterday, and there's a melody pop on the floor. I was like, stop it. Stop it.
Did the police come?
No. No. No, it was like a used one. Like, it was outside. It was like,
Oh, jeez.
A used melody pop.
Is there much on for your weekend, Lara?
No. I'm off work. The weather's probably going to be horrible. Mm. And I've got my two-year-old, so if we can't go to the park... We'll probably just sit at home and cry.
Oh, jeez. Maybe you can cry around the barbecue because you've won a $150 voucher to a Cut Above Family Butcher.
Get out, you guys. That is amazing.
Are you a bit of a wizard when it comes to a barbecue?
Look, yeah, me and my husband are pretty good, but I'll probably just make him do it.
Yeah, that's fair. You got the voucher.
Man.
He can put the hard
cards
in.
Yeah, that's it. Exactly.
Hey, we really appreciate you calling the show, getting involved, and what a ripper story. So you deserve $150 so worth. No worries at all. Big thank you to Cut Above Family Butcher, the best meat in town, direct to your door, Herbie.
Yum.
$75 orders in Geelong gets delivered.
Oh, I could go with chocolate.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Bellarine. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.